Victoria for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Saturday Telegraph. Sydney's Inner West Light Rail has been shut down for up to 18 months after cracking was found in all 12 vehicles. The Inner West Line runs from Central Station to Dulwich Hill via the Star and Lilyfield. The CBD to Randwick and Kingsford line is unaffected. Transport Minister Rob Stokes said the issue was worse than authorities originally thought after news of the cracks was first made public last week. Buses will replace light rail in the months ahead. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Childcare waiting lists are growing longer as working parents flock back to the office, but many centres are now struggling to find staff due to no jab, no job rules. Exclusive data reveals demand for daycare has surged since COVID-19 lockdowns were lifted last month. The Australian Childcare Alliance has estimated that 5% to 10% of staff are refusing to be vaccinated and will be unable to work in daycare centres. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Authorities have taken the dramatic step of ordering a Sydney nightclub to shut after its patrons got so drunk they ended up in a brawl and a police officer was punched in the face. Just 3 weeks since Sydneysiders were allowed back into clubs and pubs, the Independent Liquor and Gaming Authority has issued a shutdown order to the Carter nightclub in the CBD from 6 p.m. for enabling intoxication and violence. Authorities said the closure is a warning to other venues with reports of patrons being drunken and disorderly. And in sport, former State of Origin stars, ex-million dollar players and NRL hopefuls headline a list of players who have just weeks to prove themselves as first graders. The likes of Ash Taylor, Tyrone Roberts, Edric Lee and Chris Smith are among those who've been given a train and trial contract across the NRL. Each player will earn just $1,000 a week, well short of Taylor's $1 million contract with the Titans, before the club decides if they will be given a top 30 spot heading into next season. Those are your headlines from the Saturday Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.